Chapter 7 Operator Service. Listen in. Listen to a passage about the types of phone calls. Fill in the form.
Telephones provide a simple and efficient means to function from day to day. There are basically four types of phone calls. Local calls, long-distance calls, conference calls, and assistance calls. A station-to-station long-distance call is much less expensive than a person-to-person call. A person-to-person call can only be accepted by the particular person you are calling. Thus, if that person is not there, you will not be charged. With the IDD phones, international direct dialing phones available, both terms are seldom used nowadays. A collect call means the person who receives the call pays. This kind of call is more expensive, but it is convenient for the caller if he does not have money with him.
Part 1. Dialogues. Dialogue 1. Transferring calls. Context. Li Xia is the operator for Evergreen Hotel. She is receiving a call from a guest, whose name is John James. Pre-listening questions. 1. How would you tell guests to make room-to-room calls? 2. How would you tell guests to make calls inside the city?
Good afternoon. This is the operator. How may I help you?
Good afternoon. I'd like to call my friend. He is staying in the main building of the hotel. Could you put me through?
For room-to-room calls, please dial the room number directly. There is no charge for house calls.
Thank you for the information. By the way, how shall I get through to a client in another hotel of the city?
For calls inside the city, please dial 9 first, and then the number.
I see. Well, what about phone calls outside the city? I'd like to call Guangzhou.
For calls outside the city, please dial 0, and then the area code and the number.
Oh, first 0, and then the area code and the number.
That's right.
How can I make an international call?
You may call direct from your room, and it's cheaper.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The country codes are listed in the service directory in your room. Please dial 300 before the country code, and then dial the area code and the number.
I see. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
Dialogue 2. A long distance call. Context. Mr. Tony Black, a guest of Evergreen Hotel, wants to book a long distance call. Lu Ying, the operator of the hotel, is receiving him on the phone. Pre-listening questions. 1. Is it a person-to-person call or a station call? 2. To whom does Mr. Tony Black want to call?
Good morning, Evergreen Hotel, operator. How may I help you?
Good morning. I'd like to book a long-distance call to America.
All right. A person-to-person call or a station-to-station call, sir?
Person-to-person.
Could you tell me the party's full name and the telephone number, please?
Yes, it's John Hopkins, and the number is USA 801-5858-671.
Mr. John Hopkins at USA 801-5858671.
That's right.
May I have your name and room number, please?
Yes, it's Tony Black, and I'm in room 1108.
Mr. Tony Black, in room 1108.
That's right.
Could you hang up, please? Now wait in the room and we will call you back. I'll connect you with the International Call Service Station right now.
Okay.
May I speak to Mr. Tony Black, please?
Speaking.
This is the hotel operator. The overseas operator is on the line. Go ahead, please.
Dialogue 3. Wake up service.
Context. Mrs. Mary Stern wants to be woken up the next morning. The operator, Lu Jun, is explaining to her how the time is set. Pre-listening questions. 1. At what time does Mrs. Mary Stern want to be woken up?
2. How can Mrs. Mary Stern change the set time? Good afternoon. Operator speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, I'd like to be woken up tomorrow morning.
Certainly, madam. At what time?
At around 6:30.
We have a computer wake-up service. Please dial 5 and then the time. For 6:30 a.m., dial 5 first and then 0630 for the time. There must be 5 digits in the final number.
That is to say, I should dial 50630. Is it right?
That's correct, madam. After that, you have to dial your room number.
I see. By the way, can I change the set time?
No problem. Please dial your new wake-up time. The computer will cancel the entered time.
Do you use a 24-hour timetable?
Yes, we use a 24-hour clock.
Oh, I see.
My name is Lu Jun, madam. If you have further inquiries, please don't hesitate to contact me.
You've made it clear. Thank you for your help.
It's my pleasure. Dialogue 4. Dealing with an emergency.
Context. A hotel guest, Miss Jane Harris, is going to the airport this afternoon, but she can't find her passport. She is calling the operator, Lu Jun, for help. Pre-listening questions. 1. What's the matter with Miss Jane Harris? 2. Where has her passport been left?
Good morning. How can I help you?
Yes, my passport was lost.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'll put you through to Security Department right away. Good morning, Security Department. May I help you?
Miss Jane Harris from room 1816. My passport is missing.
Don't worry, Miss Harris. Have you checked your purse or elsewhere?
Yes, I found everywhere, but I can't find it. This afternoon, I'm going to the airport. What shall I do?
Where have you been this morning, Miss Harris?
Only to the dining hall for breakfast.
Oh, let me ring the captain first. Would you please hang up and wait a moment, Miss Harris? If any information turns up, I'll give you a call.
Thank you. I'm waiting for your call in my room.
May I speak to Miss Harris?
Speaking.
Miss Harris, your passport has been left in the dining hall.
Oh, I'm so careless. Thank you for your help. And when can I get it back?
You may go to the Lost and Found office right now. Please remember to take your ID card with you.
I will. Thank you very much.
Our pleasure. Have a good journey in the afternoon.
Vocabulary study.
Operator.
Transfer call.
Take a message.
Long distance call.
Charge.
Room to room call.
Main building.
Put somebody through.
Dial.
By the way.
Get through to.
Client.
Area code.
Overseas call.
Service directory.
Hang up.
On the line.
Wake up call.
Digit.
Digital.
Set time.
Cancel.
24-hour timetable.
24-hour clock.
Passport.
Check.
Captain.
Turn up.
The lost and found office.
ID card.
Part 2. Listening and speaking. 2. Answer the following questions. A. What would you say when you receive a call from a room guest?
Good morning, this is the operator, Li Xia speaking. What can I do for you? Good afternoon, Great Wall Hotel. This is the operator. May I help you?
B. What would you say to tell a guest how to make house calls?
For room-to-room calls, please dial the room number directly. There is no charge for house calls.
C. What would you say if the guest wants to know how to make calls inside the city?
For calls inside the city, please dial 9 first, and then the number.
D. How would you ask which type of long-distance calls the guest wants to make?
Is it a person-to-person call or a station call? Is it a collect call or a pay call?
E. How would you ask which country the guest wants to call?
Excuse me for asking, but which country are you calling? To which country, please?
F. How would you get relevant information about the guest who calls?
May I have your name and room number, please? May I have your full name and telephone number?
G. What would you say to get the information about the other party?
Could you tell me the party's full name and telephone number, please?
H. What would you say to ask the guest to wait a minute?
Could you hang up, please? Wait a minute, please, and we'll call you back.
I. What would you say to tell the caller that the overseas operator is on the line?
Operator speaking. The overseas operator is on the line. Go ahead, please.
J. What would you say to tell the caller that the guest isn't in?
I'm sorry, nobody answered. May I take a message? I'm afraid he isn't in. Can I take a message?
Exercise 1. Listen to the short dialogues. Fill in the blanks. Then practice with your partner.
Dialogue 1. Good afternoon. This is the operator. Can I help you?
Good afternoon. I'd like to make a house phone.
For room-to-room calls, dial the room number directly.
Thank you for the information. Dialogue 2.
Good morning, operator. May I help you?
Good morning. How shall I get through to a friend in the city?
For calls inside the city, please dial 9 first and then the number.
I see. Thank you very much. Dialogue 3.
Good morning. The operator speaking. How can I help you?
Good morning. I'd like to book a long-distance call.
Excuse me for asking, but which country are you calling, please?
Australia. Dialogue 4. Good morning. This is the operator. What can I do for you?
Yes, I'd like to make a collect call to Vancouver, Canada. The number is 604-737-2513.
May I have your name and room number, please?
Yes, it's Mary Hill from room 1703.
Dialogue 5. Good morning. I'd like to call the airlines. Could you give me the phone number, please?
Certainly. Hold the line, please. I'll check for you. The airport office number is 763-2531.
Thank you. Would you please give me the downtown office number again?
Okay. The phone number of the downtown office is 551-6161.
Dialogue 6.
I'd like to be woken up tomorrow morning.
No problem. We have a computer wake-up service. And at what time will you be woken up?
At around 7 o'clock.
Please dial 5 and then the time. There must be 5 digits in the final number.
Exercise 2. Listen and fill in the missing information.
Good afternoon. This is the operator. May I help you?
Good afternoon. I'd like to book a long-distance call.
Excuse me for asking, but which country are you calling?
To Canada.
All right. Do you like to make a person-to-person call or a station call, madam?
I'll make a person-to-person call.
Is it a collect call or a pay call?
I think I'll make a pay call.
Could you tell me the party's name and telephone number, please?
Yes, it's Mr. Jack Hudson, and the telephone number is 604-376-1325.
I see. May I have your name and room number, please?
This is Mrs. Betty Hudson from room 1502.
Let's see. You'd like to make a pay call to Canada. The number is 604-376-1325. You'd like to call Mr. Jack Hudson. You are Mrs. Betty Hudson of room 1502. Is that correct?
That's right. By the way, when can I expect the call?
In about 10 minutes. Could you hang up, please? I'll connect you with the International Call Service Station right now.
Okay.
May I speak to Mrs. Betty Hudson, please?
Speaking.
Operator, the overseas operator is on the line. Go ahead, please.
Exercise 3. Listen again and fill in the blanks. Then practice with your partner.
Exercise 4. Complete the dialogue orally with the Chinese prompts.
Good afternoon, this is the operator. What can I do for you?
Yes, I'd like to be woken up tomorrow morning.
No problem. And at what time?
We have to catch a plane at 7:15 tomorrow. I wonder how long it takes to go from the hotel to the airport.
It takes about 50 minutes.
Since the children are slow in the morning, I hope to get up a little earlier than 5:30 a.m.
We have a computer wake-up service. Please dial 5 and then the time.
I'd like to be woken up at 5:15 a.m.
For 5:15 a.m, dial 5 and then 0515.
That is to say, I should dial 50515. Is it right?
That's correct. After that, you have to dial your room number.
I see. By the way, can I change the set time?
Certainly. Please dial your new wake-up time. The computer will cancel the entered time.
Do you use a 24-hour timetable?
Yes, we use a 24-hour clock.
I see. You've made it clear. Thank you for your explanation.
You're welcome.